KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and light rain coming down still here in Atlantic this morning. We've picked up in the past 24-hour period 7/10 of an inch of rainfall, so nearly 3/4 of an inch of rain here at the KJN studios. Messina reporting 84/100 of an inch of rain here in the past 24-hour period, as well as that light rain continues to come down here this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of an Elliott woman early this morning after a traffic stop at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. At 12:18 a.m., officers arrested 45-year-old Mindy Lane Hale of Elliott for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, first offense. Hale was cited for open container of alcohol as well and taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday of 20-year-old Travis Michael Nip of Clarinda. Nip was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office for sex offender registry violation and aggravated misdemeanor. He was unable to post the $2,000 bond and was held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. Former University of Northern Iowa President Ben Allen will serve as interim president of Iowa State University following the resignation of Stephen Leith. The Press Citizen reported Friday that Allen will begin his interim role on May 9th. His annual salary will be $525,000, the same as Leith. Leith announced his resignation on Monday to take the president's job at Auburn University. Leith's last day at ISU will be May 8th. He has earned a reputation as a prolific fundraiser, but his 5.5 years at ISU included a scandal involving his use of airplanes and a heavily criticized land deal. Allen served as UNI president from 2006 to 2013. A native of Indiana, he came to UNI after being provost at Iowa State from 2002 to 2006. Officials with the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Friday evening that a southeastern Iowa woman was arrested Friday in connection with the July 7, 2016 death of her infant son. 23-year-old Angel Poole of Birmingham was taken into custody on a warrant for child endangerment causing death. Poole was being held in the Van Buren County Jail on $15,000 bond pending an initial court appearance. Authorities say that around 3:30 a.m. on July 7th, Poole called 911 to say her 67-day-old son, Judah Wessels, was having difficulty breathing. The child was transported by ambulance to the Van Buren County Hospital in Keosauqua, where he was pronounced dead a little over an hour later. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation and requested the assistance of the Iowa Department of Public Safety Division of Criminal Investigation. An autopsy was conducted by the Iowa State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. The autopsy revealed Judah Wessels was markedly malnourished. The cause of Wessels' death has been ruled to be due to starvation and dehydration, the manner of death undetermined by the medical examiner. After a joint investigation by the Iowa DCI, the VBSO, Van Buren County Attorney's Office, and the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office, officials secured an arrest warrant for Angel Poole. She was arrested Friday at her residence. Police in Shenandoah on Thursday arrested 35-year-old Alfred Mutchler of Shenandoah. Mutchler was taken into custody at around noon on Thursday following a brief foot pursuit. He was wanted for failure to appear in court. Mutchler faces an additional charge of interference with official acts for leading police on the chase. He was transported to the Page County Jail where he was being held on $300 bond. A traffic stop at around 11:45 p.m. on Thursday in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. According to Shenandoah Police, 18-year-old Brandon Taylor of Shenandoah was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Taylor was transported to the police department where he was able to post $1,000 bond through a bondsman and was given an initial court appearance date. Shenandoah police initiated the traffic stop on a vehicle at the 200 block of Ferguson Road. After an investigation and the deployment of canine Argo, Taylor was taken into custody on the charges that were mentioned. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports numerous warrants were served to inmates at the Pottawatomie County Jail, and several arrests were made in other cases. Among them, 67-year-old Franklin Dean Jensen of Neola, who was arrested Thursday afternoon on warrants for OWI second offense, driving while revoked, and a second driving while revoked charge, was also charged for failure to appear. He was taken into custody at his home at around 3:40 p.m. with bond set at a combined $20,000 for the two OWI-related charges. and an employee of a restaurant in Crescent was arrested Thursday night for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. 26-year-old Holly Lynn McDaniel of Council Bluffs was arrested at the restaurant for allegedly having a clear plastic bag with about 1.5 grams of a white crystal substance believed to be meth and paraphernalia that included syringes, a spoon, stamp bags, and a box. Some Iowa law enforcement officials questioned the accuracy of a Homeland Security report listing jurisdictions refusing to cooperate with federal requests to hold undocumented immigrants. President Trump signed an executive order in January calling on the government to document jurisdictions not cooperating with federal efforts to find and deport immigrants in the country illegally. According to the Des Moines Register, the first list released Monday cited 206 examples of immigrants who were said to have been released from custody by local jails despite requests from federal agents. According to the report, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued 12 detention requests to Montgomery County and 5 requests to Franklin County during the week of January 28th to February 3rd. Montgomery County ranked 4th nationally among non-compliant jurisdictions for the number of detainers it received during that week, according to the report. But Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson and Franklin County Sheriff Lynn Larson, both Republicans, told the Register their departments did not receive any detainer requests during that period. Sampson says his department has not been contacted by anyone from ICE since October. Larson said his department has proactively flagged ICE to check the immigration status of 5 people since the start of the year. And more Iowans went off the unemployment rolls in February as the rate dropped for the 5th straight month to 3.2%. Iowa Workforce Development spokesman Corey Kelly says the state is pushing toward full employment, but that number is not exactly known.
We're having those discussions. As a matter of fact, a year ago, our analysts were sitting around and discussing that very same thing, thinking 3.5% was full employment.
Full employment means most of the people who want a job have one, and those who don't are in transition between jobs. Kelly says they don't know if the unemployment rate has hit bottom quite yet.
Only time will tell how low that will go. It's been a long time since we've been at this rate. It looks like in June of 2001 was the last time we had a 3.2% unemployment rate.
Growth in the private sector was led by private education and health services, as well as construction picking up early this year. The number of unemployed Iowans decreased to 53,600 in February from 56,900 in January. The total number of working Iowans increased to 1,639,700 in February. That figure was 2,700 higher than January and 1,900 higher than 1 year ago. That's a look at the latest in the news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Maxine Frances Christensen, age 96, of Exira, died March 15th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Maxine Christensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a luncheon to follow at the Holy Trinity Hall in Exira. Alice A. Carey, age 94, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Alice Carey will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Bernard D. Davis, age 95, of Atlantic, died March 20th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Bernard Davis will be held today at 11 a.m. at Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lavella Jean Tai, age 86, of Griswold, died on Wednesday at the Griswold Rehab and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lavella Tai will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. The Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Diane K. Fenton, age 76, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Diane Fenton will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Marvin Behrens, age 79, of Atlantic, died March 18th at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life for Marvin Behrens will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dolores Kuhn, age 88, of Manning, died March 12th at Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Dolores Kuhn will be held on March 27th, coming up on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Darlene Eloise Anderson, age 73, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Anderson will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Kay Lutz, age 60, of Panora, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Kay Lutz will be held on Monday at 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Catherine E. Paulson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic. Memorial services for Catherine E. Paulson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwight Will, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dwight will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marlon Maddox, age 85, of Omaha, died Thursday at Josie Harper Hospice House. A memorial service for Marlon Maddox will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Alan Lyle Holdorf, age 74, of Grant, died Wednesday at Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Graveside funeral services for Alan Holdorf will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery in Lyman. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Karen Janvrin, age 76, of Panora, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Karen Janvrin will be held on April 1st at 11 a.m. at Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home Panora has arrangements. And Agnes Lutwitze, age 84, of Sioux City, died Thursday in Sioux City. A mass of Christian burial for Agnes Lutwitze is pending at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.